I am with Jack Henschelwood, Executive Director of the Crooked Road, Virginia's Heritage Music Trail, talking about the Mountains of Music Homecoming. Jack, how did this Herculean effort that you undertake each year get started?
Well, the Mountains of Music Homecoming came about as a concept in about 2013, and it was an idea of creating an event that all the communities throughout the region, Southwest Virginia's 19 counties, 4 cities, over 50 towns, a way that an event that every one of them that wanted to could participate in. And so we have this event now. This is the fourth annual coming up. And the two main components are we have Crooked Road concerts that we put on in 24 different communities, and then the communities have put together about 70 some cultural events. Now, this might be a wine and craft beer tasting. It might be a nighttime canoe float. It might be an author lecture, all sorts of cultural activities, and it's a chance for communities to really showcase the things that they're most proud of. So, you know, it goes on the 9 days, June 8th through the 16th, and there are concerts every day, and there are cultural events every day from Friday the 8th through Saturday the 16th.
Obviously, it's based around the Crooked Road, the Virginia Heritage Music Trail, but it really is focused in on this region of Southwest Virginia.
Right. So, you know, what we're trying to do is create an experience with the homecoming that is unique to our region. So the majority of the music that we present is people from the carriers of these music traditions who live in Southwest Virginia, or they're maybe very strongly connected to it, like Jesse McReynolds, the legendary mandolin player. Grew up near Coburn, Virginia, but he lives now over toward Nashville. But anyway, this is again, we're bringing folks here to experience what's unique to Southwest Virginia. So naturally, most of the artists that we put on stage are Southwest Virginia artists, and so that helps. Just like the food is local, the music is local too. And so, but one thing aspect about the homecoming that people maybe sometimes don't grasp at first is this isn't an event that happens in one place. It's intentionally designed with these concerts are in 24 different communities. It's really designed for people that love road trips. They love discovering interesting small towns and getting out and seeing one of the most scenic places really in America. I mean, the Crooked Road region spans the Blue Ridge Mountains and the Cumberland Mountains, all part of the larger Appalachian Mountain chain. But these are some incredibly scenic areas. So the homecoming is really designed for getting out and traveling and seeing these places, going to the concerts and taking in these cultural events.
Well, it is spread out for all the different performances, but you do have a few things happening during Mountains of Music Homecoming that it brings a lot of people together to play in one place.
There's actually four bluegrass and old-time music festivals that are part of the homecoming. So it's pretty large scale. It covers, you know, an area about the size of New Jersey. And one of those really excellent bluegrass festivals, bluegrass and old-time music, called Houston Fest, which is in Galax, June 8 and 9, 2 days with just a huge lineup of great music. Then the General Early Bluegrass Festival is over on Smith Mountain Lake. We also have the Henry Reed Memorial Fiddlers Convention. And fiddlers conventions are important places where the music is passed along in the oral tradition, where young people go and spend a weekend and play with older generations and so forth, and the music gets handed down and preserved in that fashion. And then finally, the fourth great festival that's actually part of the homecoming is the Wayne C. Henderson Guitar Contest and Music Festival at Grayson Highlands State Park. That's on June 16th.
And I hear you're doing something quite unusual this year and new, and that is a series of concerts sort of based around the Galax Old Fiddlers Convention.
Yeah. Well, it's a unique gathering of people from all over the world to play old-time bluegrass music, and it's a competition. So every year there's out of hundreds of contestants, there's a first-place mandolin winner, first-place fiddle, first-place banjo, first-place guitar, and so forth. But there's one most coveted prize every year, and that's the best all-around performer, which is quite an achievement when you've been selected from all those winners. And we got to looking at the records over the years of those winners of that best all-around performer and realized that they covered most all the instruments. And so we thought, wow, what if we could get all of these best all-around performers from the Galax Old Fiddlers Convention together to do concerts for the homecoming? And so that's what we did. And we've got about 15 of those folks lined up to do concerts on at the Country Cabin in Norton on June 14 and the Blue Ridge Music Center near Galax out on the Blue Ridge Parkway on June 15. So that's a very unique thing. Those folks have never been brought together before, and that they'll make a wonderful concerts out of those two things. The other thing that we pulled together this year that's pretty unique is a Stanley Brothers all-star band. So there are some musicians whose lives and their music has been so deeply imprinted by the music of the Stanley Brothers. And this is folks like Junior Sisk. It's Ralph's son, Ralph II, who has now has taken the helm of the Clinch Mountain Boys that he inherited when Dr. Ralph Stanley passed away. Got Dewey Brown, Ralph Stanley's last fiddler before he died. Randall Hibbets on the bass, Tommy Brown on the banjo, and Don Rigsby on the mandolin. So those folks are coming together to do a concert up in Clintwood on June 12. So those are, we really enjoy bringing concerts together that are out of the ordinary, that folks wouldn't normally have a chance to perhaps hear some of these artists together. And they always pay tribute to some of the musical traditions in our region. And, you know, the Stanley Brothers tradition is huge. The Galax Old Fiddlers Convention is really the most prestigious fiddlers convention in the world that happens every August. So it's the homecoming is a chance for us to highlight this area's really special musical traditions.
You mentioned earlier about the music being local and the food being local. Tell me how food plays into the Mountains of Music homecoming with the festival.
The festival events, this is where we pair master chefs with master musicians and have a special evening. These festivals move around every year, and we have three of them this year, one at the Brakes Interstate Park. We have one at the Draper Mercantile in Draper, Virginia, and one at the Bowling Wilson Hotel in Wytheville, Virginia. And so, for example, Chef J.C. Botero at the Bowling Wilson, one of the dessert items that's being prepared for that dinner is out of Edith Bowling Wilson, the First Lady of President Woodrow Wilson. She had a cookbook, and so one of the recipes from her cookbook is being used for the dessert in that meal. And then after the dinner, there is a concert given by the Glorylanders of New River Valley. So that's very typical of these festival events. They feature what's unique about the local history of that community, and have a great chef preparing a menu for dinner and the concert afterwards.
Music and food, what more do you need? Jack, thank you for talking with me. Jack Henschel-Wood, the executive director of the Crooked Road, Virginia's Heritage Music Trail, talking about the Mountains of Music Homecoming, the event happening June 8th through the 16th all over Southwest Virginia. And as we go out here, could we take just a moment and give us an overview of the Crooked Road?
So the Crooked Road is a driving trail. It's 330 miles long, and it connects nine what we call major music venues in Southwest Virginia. These are places that have had great significance for the traditional music, old-time bluegrass, gospel, ballad singing, and so forth, that has been passed down through generations here in this region. And these are places like the Carter Family Fold and the Birthplace of Country Music and Floyd Country Store, the Blue Ridge Institute and Museum. These are just significant places, and the road connects them. And the idea was these are all significant places that people would like to visit, and so why don't we connect them with a driving route? And they gave it the name the Crooked Road, and it caught on, I think, captured people's imaginations. So now people come year-round to discover the music and go to these venues. And now the thing has developed to where there, in addition to the nine major music venues, there's actually over 50 affiliated venues and festivals. So no matter what time of year people come to visit, they can go out and hear this music and access it. And so the Crooked Road as an organization, that's our job, is to help connect people with where the music is. They can find that information on our website, or we publish a visitor guide every year or two. So that's really what we do, is help people find and access this incredibly rich musical heritage